to sit here for the next hour, give you some excellent financial updates. I'm going to play you a great call that we had during last week's show. Nick in Houma said, hey, what am I supposed to do with this old laser? Should I roll it over? Should I leave it alone? If you're wondering what a laser is, don't worry. It's just one of these state employee retirement plans, and this only affects a few people directly, but it indirectly can affect you too. Look, it's the same thing, rolling over your 401k, rolling over your IRA. We're also going to talk about what happens to retirees who are getting pensions from a company that goes bankrupt. Does the pension go away? We covered that recently. But if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, this is the show that can help you. 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. We're also broadcasting live on Periscope right now. I'm going to set up Facebook Live in just a minute. So if that's your preference, hang on. I'll get to it in just a second. We have our next live event coming up October 3rd. I remember I said second one time and that was wrong. October 3rd. It's Tuesday. Not this coming Tuesday, but next. And what this event is, what is it? Are we just going to go out and we're going to do a stand-up routine? No. Gregory Ricks Live is sort of that middle ground between listening to the show and becoming a client. And for people who've been listening to this show for 7 years, all of a sudden it dawns on them one day, oh my goodness, I can actually get this guy to look at my money. Or, you know, maybe something happens. Maybe you check your 401k one day and you go, oh geez, that's kind of a lot. Maybe I should do something with that, because if there's another downturn, I don't want to get hosed like I did in 2008. I don't want to get hosed like I did in 2000, 2001 when the tech bubble popped. So if you are looking for someone to look after your money and have your back, this is for you. If you currently have someone and they're not doing a bang up job, or maybe you think they're doing a good job, but you really don't know, just let's see what other people sound like. And if you like it better, good. If not, stick with your own guy. Look, we're not perfect for everyone, but you won't find out if we're perfect for you if you don't come on out Tuesday, October 3rd, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. It's centrally located. Look, we got a pretty big show across a couple of affiliates. We have listeners from Baton Rouge all the way to the other side of Mobile. In fact, there was a guy who came in, who drove all the way here, because we're based out of New Orleans, who drove all the way here from Fairhope, Alabama this summer, just to be a part of what we got going on. And there was some guy that he was from Gulfport. He's like, well, I don't, that's kind of far. I'm like, dude, we have guys that drive 2 hours further than you are, sir, to come in for a visit. And what's the difference here? What's the difference? You don't want to drive an hour, hour and a half for a decision that could save you tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars. What will be the difference in your retirement? It could be the difference between you running out of money and you just continuing your lifestyle throughout the rest of your life and not having to worry about it every time your head hits the pillow. That's what this is all about. So Tuesday, October 3rd, you got to reserve your seat. Call the office, 504-832-9200. If you don't remember that, gregoryricks.com or the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, which you should already have downloaded. Look, if you get the app, you don't have to remember anything I say. You say, wait, what was his Periscope name? There it is. It's on the app. Well, how do I find him on Facebook? Well, it's linked on the app. Or you can call the office. You can call the show. You can email the show. You can text the show. It's all centrally located in the app. I'll talk a little bit more about the importance of finding a financial advisor, and more specifically, the correct financial advisor. But let's go back and visit the discussion we had from Gregory Ricks, because this was something that came in that wasn't a call. It was a digital question. What happens if you're a retiree receiving a pension from a company and it goes bankrupt?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Michael O'Dell sends us a question via Periscope. You can follow us and see our handsome visage via the Periscope app at Gregory Ricks. Michael says, what happens to Kmart retirees when Kmart goes bankrupt?
Their 401ks are going to be there. If they have a pension through Sears, it depends on the funding of the pension.
So it's not a guarantee like the FDIC. It covers all savings accounts up to $250,000. We have the pension benefit guarantee.
No, remember the multi-state pension corporation?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a plan filed with the recovery corp that the government, you know, has oversight over. And then they have to approve whether or not they're going to accept your defunct, because you have to have a plan for resolving it. And remember, multi-states kind of said, we did submit a plan. Well, no, we didn't like that, so submit another. Well, not anything else is going to work. We're not sure this is going to work, so we're not submitting another. So what's happening? Everybody's getting about a 50% cut. So what you need to look into is, how is it funded? There's a gentleman came in a couple weeks ago, and he's debating whether or not to retire. He's thinking about retiring so he could start his pension. Why? Because it's not fully funded. It's likely to go bad down the road. He says, I'd like to start getting my full check now. And no, I don't want to retire, but it's part of a union, and now he's going to go do non-union version of the job. Not as quite as good benefits, but he's like, I said, yeah, we would need to turn on this pension as soon as possible, because you're getting a haircut on it somewhere down the road, and you've got to build up savings, and he has a 401k to make up for the gap that is coming. So it depends. I would expect that pension to be underfunded. Why? They can't keep the dadgum stores open. They sold off Craftsman Tools. What else they sell off?
They're shopping Kenmore and Die Hard right now.
Of course they are. Yeah. And somebody will buy them. And selling real estate.
Well, look, I'm glad Michael asked that question, because we often have people with their pension buyout offers, and this plays into that math a little
you
bit.
You have to know, as part of that decision, is how is it funded? Here's the other thing. How long's retirement last for you, James? 30 years?
On average, but it may be 40, maybe 45.
Yeah, so is this company going to be there? Is it going to be funded? Remember, back in the late 70s, we had 50% of the population had pensions. Was that about the max time?
Almost, yeah. Early 70s was max.
And now we've got less than 25% having pensions. New Orleans Fireman Pension Fund. Let's see. Do they have more or less people adding into it than taking out? Have considerably less putting money in than those taking out. It's like the upside down pyramid. Last in are going to get hurt.
I think we're about to see an even bigger explosion in longevity, because I saw an article about the rise of what they're called now super centenarians, these people that make it past 110 now.
There's going to be some men joining the women in those ranks in the future as well.
And it was 2 months ago when we told you the story about the last person who was born in the 1800s finally died at age 117. And
it's like, that was that stressing you, like finally die?
Hey, in the storyline, she had been wanting to die for a long time. She had a horrible, horrible life.
But
think about this. These people are living to 110, 117, whatever, and they were still born around 1900. They were still born before cars. They were born before airplanes and air conditioners and penicillin and polio vaccines. Think of how long we are going to live when I was born in a hospital.
And you've had meds all your life.
You have to think about it, when you
go talk to them, that they were born in 1900 before there was really anything except huts. Think about it.
Well, they had
transportation.
Some
your transportation pooped on the road for the most part.
How about I frame it like this? Who is the first president to be born in a hospital? President to be born in a hospital.
Kennedy?
Jimmy Carter.
No.
He is the first president to be born in a hospital. Yes.
Thought for sure Kennedy would have been.
That's why, yeah, I know, right? That's why I'm saying an explosion of longevity is going to happen, starting probably with your generation, because you're just maybe a generation.
But it has to be like mind-boggling to be born in that and just see where everything has came to. I couldn't imagine what happens the next 50 years, you know, to get me to 100-ish. Like, wow. For them to, you know, there weren't no airplanes.
Of course there wasn't any airplanes.
There wasn't in-house toilets. There sure wasn't AC. I'm like, oh, my God, AC. How did I survive the first 50 years of my life? Wouldn't you think about
it? Oh, yeah, I would have killed myself.
What, ice? Where did this come from? That's crazy.
You can only have a cold beer in the winter?
Oh, I can take coldies, and it makes my cold go away faster. How I used to suffer with the colds and flu.
Don't you know someone who's had like 6 heart attacks? Back in the day, he would have died on the first one.
Yeah.
Heart attack used to be a death sentence.
Now it's quadruple bypass. They send you home the next day. Crazy.
So, back to the Kmart pension. Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation doesn't cover all pensions, and they're out of money, so now they have to start making deals.
They used to cover them all, but now it's almost deal-making because, why don't you screw it up? But no, we're just not going to take it.
That was a long answer.
You give them all the bad news, and then we'll take it over so we don't get blamed.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
All right, we're back live now. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, go ahead and give me a call. I know Gregory's out on assignment. You know, it feels goofy saying that. He's at the iHeartRadio Music Festival, and I almost don't want to tell you right now because you can go to the app and listen to the festival right now and ditch me, and I don't want you to ditch me. However, the Surfing Goat, that's his name in Periscope. Don't blame me. But the Goat's one of our regulars. Angie, this is interesting what he said here. You'll be interested in this. Hey, we should make the show a podcast. Lots of good info people need to know about on this show. Yeah, so how about after the show every day, Angie? Why don't you cut this down and we'll upload it somewhere so people can have it on demand at their whim? We should start doing that. Yeah. Hey, Goat, good news for you, bud. If you go to the iHeartRadio app, you can type in either Gregory Ricks or Winning at Life, and the podcast will pop up. And you can have this at your disposal with a chunk of the commercials and news cut out. And it is on-demand listening. Hey, by the way, we crossed that threshold not too long ago where most of TV is watched time-shifted. Less than 50% of television watching is done live now. We don't mind that happening to us. Listen to us when it's convenient for you. Go to the iHeartRadio app. Look for Gregory Ricks or Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
The number one thing retirees worry about is running out of money. Money can be the most stressful part of your life, but it doesn't have to be. James Parker here. Gregory Ricks has been helping people just like you with their money problems for decades. And it starts with Gregory Ricks Live, Tuesday, October 3rd, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or call 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Everybody's mindset is to be a millionaire at retirement because of inflation and lost buying power. Remember, in 1974, a Big Mac cost 75 cents. Is that some inflation or what?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell NOLA Realty.
Yeah, well, real estate's a real personal thing to people. Everybody's pretty much involved in it one way or another. You know, a lot of times it's people that have investment properties that get additional income from the rentals.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
My IRA is a Roth. It doesn't perform as well as I'd like it to.
Roth is a tax classification. It's not an investment vehicle. It's you're not having problems with it because it's a Roth. You're having problems with it because of the investment choices inside of the Roth. You can roll your Roth to another account. The Roth is tax favored, so you're supposed to leave it intact age 59 and a half. So it's not different than any other qualified money. It just has one really awesome benefit is that it grows tax deferred and comes out untaxed and doesn't go on the 1040.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, welcome to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. You're listening to iHeartRadio. If you're about to have your life interrupted, or I'm sorry, the show interrupted because life gets in the way, I just told the surfing goat in the last segment. I just like saying that name. I'll tell you again, the podcast lives on. Go to the iHeartRadio app. You can go to, look, Gregory Ricks and Associates, the app that we have. Guess what's linked to it? Yeah, the podcast. So really anything I'm going to plug here is centrally located on the app. Why don't you have it? You can even RSVP for our next event. Coming up October 3rd, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris here in Metairie. You don't have to say Metairie, Louisiana, because I don't think there's another Metairie in the entire country. Tell you what else is interesting. You know, one of these little-known fact kind of things. The town I'm from, Tyler. Oh, there's a Tyler in almost every state. There's a Covington in almost every state. There's a Madisonville in almost every state. There's a New York in a lot of states. There's a Boston. Like, our neighbors to the west where I'm from, Texas. The state's so big, we ran out of names like about 1910 or something. So there's a Detroit, there's a Paris, there's a London, there's Athens, a Corsicana, a Carthage. And that's just who we played in football. But in this entire country, you know how many states have a town or a city named New Orleans? You know how many times that's been copied? There's just one. There's only one. And even though there's only one, whenever you're on the phone and someone's getting your address for an order or something to that effect, or you're paying a parking ticket online, and they say, what city are you in? New Orleans. They say, what state? I like to say, well, there's only one. What state? There's only one. What state? Okay, Louisiana. These people are robots. They're automatons. They can't think for themselves. You have to answer Louisiana, even though there's no other New Orleans in the entire country. I'm surprised no other state has copied that. I'm surprised Texas hadn't copied that, because we just love copying names, which throws people off, because when I told my parents I'm dating a girl from Atlanta, they were thinking Georgia, and it's this little town of about 1,000 people by Texarkana, home of the Fighting Rabbits. All right, so why do you need to come out on October 3rd? You might not. Not everybody does. This isn't for everybody. This isn't even for everyone who's investing. This isn't specifically for one group of people, but I can start narrowing it down. If you're absolutely broke and you have nothing saved and you have nothing in the bank and you don't have a 401k, yes, I'm laughing at you right now because I know that you're going to pull out of this and get your life together, or I hope you are. You don't need a financial advisor. You don't. You know, and it's not one of these things where, yeah, a financial advisor doesn't want me because I only have $10,000 in my 401k. No, you don't need a financial advisor. You don't need to hire a cowboy if you only have one cow. You definitely don't need to hire one if you have zero. Don't get me wrong, your financial performance will be better, but at a cost that at least breaks even or sends you in the wrong direction. So who does need an investor, or a financial advisor? First thing we have to do is shake off this silly masculine facade that guys wear. I do it too. I'm one of the worst offenders, actually. And being ashamed or reluctant to ask for advice. We don't have the jokes anymore. We'll have to explain this to our kids. You know, when your dad was driving around and mom's going, you're lost. You need to turn over and ask for directions. And he was reticent to ask for directions, right? It's sort of that kind of mindset where people these days, they don't want to ask for help on their money because to them it's some sort of – they're implying that they're not experts with their money, which I don't know how that's shameful. You're not supposed to be an expert with your money. I'm not supposed to be an expert with my money. I'm supposed to be an expert in saying clever things in this microphone and how to push all these buttons that are in front of me. And I know what every single one of these buttons in this room and the room producers in – does, but I don't know half the stuff about money that Gregory and Ricks knows. See, that's my job to know this. That's his job to know that. And it works, life works a lot better for both of us. When it comes to one of these radio issues, he turns to me and goes, Parker, what should we do? I'll push the red button. And it works out a lot better if I'm in a financial situation. I look at him and I go, Gregory, what should we do? You know, and some of you, if you have a big pile of money, you know, this isn't something you can do yourself. You know, you could put out a campfire by yourself, but you can't put out one of these big old mansions that goes up like a bonfire by yourself with just a garden hose. So I just want you to shed this sort of reluctance. Or is it shame? Is that the proper description of it that guys have to ask for advice? Women are a lot better about not only asking for advice, but being open to it and receiving it and being able to admit, oh, well, I didn't know that. Oh, well, that's something new, too. I'm glad you showed me that. I think he's right and I was wrong. Women are a lot better about that than dudes. And by the way, when you isolate men and women and they invest separately, not as a couple, women do better than men on average, not all of them, obviously. But look, no financial advisor. Maybe I shouldn't say no. Almost no financial advisor is going to be worse off than your Uncle Fred or your brother-in-law or whoever's trying to tell you to get into some illiquid income partnership. Hey, I got a good REIT for you. I heard a commercial on TV and no. And for some people, if you're just not interested in finance, then you definitely need a financial advisor. People who don't need a financial advisor along this same behavior pattern, people like Gregory Ricks, basically. People who have the interest, and I don't mean interest like I like money because I like money, but no, you don't like it like Gregory does. Gregory gets excited about compound interest. Gregory gets excited about net unrealized appreciation and the ability to move stock from a qualified plan to an unqualified plan, pay minimal taxes on it that no one else knows, and that's so cool to him. Look, it's kind of dorky to you and me to get that excited about numbers. I don't have the mind of an accountant. I have the mind of an artist. He's the scientist over here. So if you're like that, if you've already become a financial professional of some sort on your own, the chances that you're going to want a financial advisor or need a financial advisor, they're fairly reduced. But if you get big enough, you already know that you're going to need one anyway. But there is a little sweet spot in there that you know who doesn't need a financial advisor? Gregory Ricks. He doesn't need one. Now, if you go to these online calculators and you're trying to do some of this work yourself and you get stuck, I need you to admit that you're not the expert, and it's okay. You're not supposed to be. So who else? Who else needs a financial advisor or maybe to come out to our October 3rd event and find out if we're something you're interested in? If you receive a huge tax refund every year, now there's nothing wrong with getting a tax refund. Listen, Jude just did my taxes. Angie Burley, does Jude do your taxes yet?
Not yet.
Why are you cheating yourself?
Do my own taxes.
After what I just said in the last 3 minutes, you're comfortable saying that to an audience of about 35,000 people?
I've always did my taxes, but I should go to Jude.
Do you think you're better at doing taxes than Jude?
No, I don't think I'm better. But I bought a house recently, so I should go to Jude.
Anyway, Jude did my taxes. And I'm getting some money back. I'm getting about $6,000 back.
Congrats.
I know. Hey, that's almost the same amount I got last year. It's actually down a little bit, and we're working on some stuff to get it. I got to get the app Mile IQ. I'm going to start keeping up with all my mileage and writing off everything, like even more stuff. This is all beautiful stuff. However, $6,000 back after what I paid in taxes, that's not a gigantic chunk, really. My tax bill is ridiculous. But if you're getting back $10,000, $20,000 in taxes, you need a financial advisor. You're doing something wrong. First off, look, getting money back is a good thing, but you're lending money to the government interest-free when you overpay on your taxes. You're giving them $20,000 that they're just spending on their own that they otherwise would have to borrow and pay some sort of interest on. And then you get that money back at the end of the year. And what'd you get for it? Nothing. That money could have been sitting in your account. Even if it's doing nothing, getting interest, that'd be fine. Or you could have used it to expand your business or to pay off some debts or get ahead in the world or healthcare, college, who knows what your big expense is, get another car, upgrade your business, hire a new person. So you're killing yourself if you're getting way too much back on your taxes. Here's another way that you know it's time to get a financial advisor. If I ask you the question, how much are you paying now for your investments? And your answer is, I don't know. And you have a 401k going with old iHeart right now?
I did, but not right now.
Oh, you stopped contributing to it?
Say again?
You stopped contributing to it?
My hours changed.
Oh, okay. So I'm in a similar boat. I have money that's over here doing stuff, and I actually know the answer to this question, but I will be honest. I wouldn't if I didn't associate myself with Gregory Ricks on a regular basis. Almost everyone we ask, though, when we say, how much are you paying for your investments? You know what they say back? Oh, I don't pay anything for my investments. I just have it through my employer. Oh, that makes you want to hit yourself in the forehead. They tricked you. You're paying for it. Those mutual funds have fees in them. If it's an A-share mutual fund, you pay like a big chunk right as you put your money in. And then there's these trailing fees that tick up every year. Your trailing 12B1 fee. Even though what a 12B1 fee is, you don't need to know specifically what it is. You just need to know that you're being charged a lot of times for in your 401k and you don't even know it. But if you don't know, how do you know if you're being overcharged? How do you know if you're getting a good deal? How do you know if, you know, instead of getting that mutual fund, you can invest in the exact or a very similar allocation of stocks through an ETF and it doesn't cost you all those fees? They just have a trailing like 1% fee or something. It's super cheap like that. You don't know your options. If you don't know how much you're paying for your investments, there's no such thing as a free lunch. You're paying something. You might want to get someone to look at that. Unless, look, it's your second month putting into your 401k. You may just want to go dig through that yourself and say, all right, well, now which was the one that was cheaper? And get someone to point you in the right direction. And after you've accumulated some money, that'll be an issue. But the next one we're going to talk about next after the break, right before we do the numbers, is if you don't know what you're going to do when this market goes south. And by go south, I don't mean in the last 2 days it shed a percent. I mean when we have another downturn, when we have another bear market, when we have a 08 or a 2000, 2001. If you don't know what you're going to do and what your game plan is before the downturn happens, you need help. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Hey, New Orleans, this is Mayor Mitch Landrieu. 12 years ago, New Orleans was brought to her knees by the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. We all remember it. Our thoughts and our prayers are with those in Texas and Southwest Louisiana affected by Hurricane Harvey. That's why I reactivated the NOLA Pay It Forward Fund in partnership with the Greater New Orleans Foundation. These churches and volunteer organizations show the best of New Orleans. That's why I'm asking all of New Orleanians to pitch in and help pay it forward by donating today. Those interested in donating to the fund can go online to www.gnof.org. NOLA, pay it forward.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Okay, you've got $1 million, 3% return. I need to take $60,000 a year income from it. What's the likelihood it's going to last?
23 years.
If you take $40,000 instead,
it lasts twice as long.
Where you get in the danger area, though, is taking $50,000 on 3%, 30 and a half years. This is why you have to see where you're going on the path. You know, it's just like most everybody's goal is to have 100% of their money and leave it to the kids. I hear that more. Yeah, I want to leave it behind. The reality of that isn't very good because we can't see the future and what that Big Mac is going to cost in 30 years.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Folks talk about fixed indexed annuities. Great financial tool in the right place, but they do have a surrender period. What does it cost me to get in? What does it cost me to get out? And when can I exit?
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and
all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
With Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, can we have a little secret between you and me, Angie? You already know what it is? Since Gregory's going to be out of town for a week, how about we just exclude Rascal Flatts from the rotation? Look, I'm not saying this is a bad band. I'm just... Look.
Can't even stop laughing because it wasn't until I started playing and I saw the look in your face and I'm like, oh, wait...
Well, look, I'm not the most shallow man in the world, but I don't know if you've seen Rascal Flatts lately, but she's really let herself go. All right, I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. My opinions are my own, not that of Gregory Ricks, or definitely not iHeartRadio. They love Rascal Flatts. And they pretend to very well. Now, look, I know I'm in the minority on this. Gregory loves them. My wife loves them. Hi, Miss Parker. I know I'm out on an island on this one, but just for like four more days, can we spare me, please?
I can do that.
You are awesome. All right, hey, we're in the middle of a discussion here on basically whether or not you should go to our live event October 3rd on Tuesday, because the question is, when do you need a financial advisor? And we get the question, people want to come on board, and Gregory turns them away. It's like, look, dude, you're 26. You've got $8,000 in your 401k. You don't need to start paying me fees just yet. You need to get some money socked away. Look, and we can tell you what to do. We can help you out because we love doing it. We love putting people on a path so they can come back in 2, 5, 10 years and be ready for us. You know, if a guy shows up and you're a cowboy and he's like, hey, I need you to watch my herd of cows. You tell him, dude, you don't have a herd. You have a calf here. Here's what you need to do. You need to go get another cow, and then you put on a little Netflix and chill, let the magic happen, then pretty soon you'll have more cows, and you keep repeating this process until you have, you know, a nice little herd, then you can come back to me. But you're going to kill yourself paying a cowboy to watch over one cow. So where do we leave off? If you don't have a strategy for the downturn that's coming, I don't know if it's coming tomorrow. I don't know if it already started yesterday, because in the numbers you're going to see we got a little red happening. Maybe it's a year from now. Heck, maybe this is the longest bull market in the history of the United States, and we have another 10 years. But chances are, before you push the retirement button, there's going to be another downturn, and you do not want to write it down. You do not want to lose 40% of the value of your 401k. Again, remember that sick feeling? That one day when you looked at your 401k and you said, ooh, I got $108,000 in there. Sure does feel good finally being at six digits. And then you go look 6 months later and you're like, I have $74,000 in there? What the heck happened? How did I lose almost a third? Well, you rode the market down. You didn't have a strategy for the downturn. There is such thing as when the market goes south, you get out the pool. So if you don't know what you're going to do when you turn on the TV and they're like, uh-oh, the stock market looks like one of those black diamond ski slopes in Vail, Colorado. If you don't know what you're going to do the day before you see that, it's already too late. You don't have a financial planner. And here's the deal. Gregory does these. He's got the stress test. And I've seen him. It's pretty cool. He did it for me. Because that was one of the things I asked about. It was actually when we were picking out my life insurance. My life insurance is incredible now, too. But he's like, I want to show you these new stress tests we got, because that was when they made the Iran nuclear deal. He goes, we got this new stress test on what happens after Iran gets the nuke. I'm like, I like that thinking. After Iran gets the nuke, on a long enough time scale, everyone's going to have a nuke. Do we all agree? Right. Progress is going to move forward and everyone's going to. So what's it going to look like? What if Iran gets a nuke right now. What's that going to do to the markets? Well, the smart money says the market's going to dip this much. The price of oil will do this. The price of gold will do this. There may be some protectionist trade that happens because there's going to be additional sanctions and there's going to be retaliatory sanctions. So this is probably what's going to happen in the market. This is S&P. This is what's going to happen to these mutual funds. It's going to happen to your ETF. Your fixed annuities are going to be fine. Nothing's going to happen to them. So let's add that in there as they would. And we will let you know what happens to your money next year and 3 years and 5 years if Iran gets a nuke tomorrow. Dude, that's incredible stuff, and we already know before it happens. And so what if we think, what if you want to be prepared for the market downturn, Iran getting a nuke, or North Korea actually setting off a for real nuke somewhere, or floating a missile that doesn't splash down in failure? We already know. We run the stress test. And is it 100% accurate? Of course not. But we have a plan. We have an idea. We have a clue. What happens in that next market downturn? There's a stress test for that. What's that commercial? There's an app for that? Yeah, well, whatever financial calamity you can come up with in your head, what if aliens land? There's a stress test for that. I think there's 90 of them now. I'm not going through all of them. And if you printed them all out, I believe it's like a 210-page book, basically, about every scenario that could happen to you. That's solid. You don't do that on your own. You may need a financial planner if you want that kind of safety in front of your face. I mean, What if the price of oil goes back to 100? There's a stress test for that. Did you know that? Yeah. Dude, we have all these scenarios. I'm telling you, it's amazing what the stuff this guy has mapped out. They have stress tests for things that I didn't even think about, but hey, I guess it's plausible. I mean, it doesn't have implausible stuff like what if Canada invades? There's none of that. But why wonder? Why not at least have an idea? Why not have a plan? You know, Sean Payton doesn't write his playbook on the sideline after the game starts. That's probably the best metaphor I've come up with all month. And then the other crew that needs to come out, if you're just not sure if you're saving enough money, if you're just not sure if you have enough money, like, I got a pretty big pile over here, I guess this will have to do because it's all I got. No, that's not how you need to look at it. How do you know how much you need to save? Well, how much are you spending now? How much of that is going to be settled by your Social Security check, plus your spouse's Social Security check, plus if you have a pension, if you're one of the lucky few, plus income from your 401k, and plus like you inherited a CD from grandma, it's still cranking out a few bucks over here, plus you got a little bit of income because you wrote a song for the Pointer Sisters in 1986 and you're getting some residuals. I'm just making crap up, but you know what I'm saying. So then you find out where the gap is between what you're spending now and how much you'll need net in retirement. And then you can work backwards. All right, well, how much money do I need to generate X amount of dollars per year divided by 12 per month? Why wonder? Why? If you're not sure, if you haven't done this math, and if you don't know if you have enough money saved for retirement, you need a financial planner. Because, look, Gregory, I'm telling you, he likes to do this. For me, it's a chore. For me, it's like doing my homework. Gregory likes to take these little problems because he gets excited. When people call in, you see his little face light up, Angie. Calls in and he'll do the math, and he tells stories. He's like, yeah, this guy thought he was going to retire at 65. Oh, no. Not with this lifestyle. He's not going to be able to retire until after he turns on Social Security at full retirement age 67. The stories we like even better, this guy comes in and he says, I want to retire in 5 years. Gregory Ricks runs the math and says, you can retire now. Yeah, you know, $800,000. You were hoping to get to $1 million, but this $800,000, that's actually enough. I can do some things with it here, and I can shuffle this here, and I can pull this switch, and I can push this lever, and I can slam that button. Boom. You ready to retire? I guess so. You know, and the way that story usually ends up, though, is people don't believe him. And they go back to work, and then they're looking at their desk saying, I don't even have to be here. In fact, I could leave right now and I live the exact same lifestyle. Why am I here? And they'll call Gregory back usually in about 2 weeks, sometimes 2 months, and be like, I changed my mind. I want to retire. That happens almost every time. You want to be that guy? Yes, you do. I want to be that guy. I want to be the guy. It's like, hey, you know, I'm just working here just because I want to. You know how much more awesome work would be if you didn't have to be there? Because I'll still come do this job. This is a fun job. I'm not laying bricks in here. This is fun stuff. But, you know, if your boss smarts off to you and you can just be like, you know what? I don't need this. I'm going to go hang out with my grandkids. How about that? I'm going to go fishing. For how long? As long as I want. And, another fun little group of people here, people that are already retired, and they already have Gregory Ricks watching their back, you want to see not a care in the world. Like, hey, what are you doing today? Whatever I want. You know what I'm doing tomorrow? Whatever you want. Yeah, you know what I'm doing the day after that? Whatever you want. I got it. I'm jealous of that. That's what I'm working for. You know, a lot of times I'll come in or at these little meetings we have in the conference room on the first floor. I'm here to get the highest ratings and the best revenue of any show in the history of radio. What I'm really trying to do is make a bunch of money so I can stop dealing with you people. So I can go do whatever I want all day, every day. Do I want to watch Netflix for 12 hours? Cool. Do I want to go download every episode of Mork and Mindy and watch them backwards? Cool. You can do it. That's what a real retirement is. But for too many people, retirement is people hunkering down in a very scaled back lifestyle, eating ramen noodles and rice and beans, trying to eke by so they can cover their prescriptions at the end of the month. That's not the retirement we want you to have. But look, if some of this applies to you, if you get a ridiculous tax refund every year, if you don't know how much you're paying for your current investments or whatever financial planning you do have, if you don't have a strategy for the next downturn, if you're not sure if you're saving enough money now to get you to your goal, or maybe you have enough money now, or how much money you need, or you just feel clueless and you're getting kind of close to the day, you may want to come check us out. You may want to get a professional to look at that. You know, it's like one of those misshapen moles. You may want to get someone to look at that. You know, I mean, I know it's okay now and it's not hurting you now, but that could end up pretty bad if we don't get a pro with some eyes on it. So the next chance you have is coming up, not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday. Gregory Ricks Live, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris and Metairie, RSVP, GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200. We're doing the numbers next. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
A financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
The National Council on Aging is the nation's leader of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that. And so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We haven't filed 4 years. And my husband acts like it's no big deal because we don't owe anything.
One day they are going to figure out you're not filing those returns. They're going to file the return for you. They don't do your itemized deductions. I don't know if they do your standard deduction. So what you're getting is max taxed on that income where you thought you didn't owe any money, but now they've done a forced return, and that forced return is very likely to have you owing much more than you thought. And if you don't respond to that, it just keeps getting uglier and uglier down the road. Being lazy can get you in a lot of trouble.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
your wallet's favorite show, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
What's up? Happy Friday. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. I'm James Parker. Gregory Ricks is partying his little financial head off at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. It starts in about 12 minutes. You can turn it off of this station and try and go find it somewhere. I know in New Orleans we're playing it on 104.1 The Spot, right? Aren't we? Are we playing it from our Biloxi cluster? Can you just like do a quick Google search for me? I'd like to give them a shout out and keep those people up to date on it too. If you have a financial situation, you got one segment to get your question in, 504-260-0995. Man, I saw a great little rundown. Some genius. I love it when people do this. Some guy's significantly older than me, so he's seen more in life. He went back and he looked at his textbook from college. He took Economics 101 and 102. And I know he's older than me because when I took Economics in college, it was 1301 and 1302. But the guy who wrote his textbooks, what's this dude's name? Something Samuelson. There it is, Paul Samuelson. Paul Samuelson's Economics, An Introductory Analysis. This book is literally the all-time best-selling economics textbook. It's still around today. It's not used quite as widely as it was, but for about three decades there, it was the number one textbook across college classes in America. This is it. This was the train of thought for an entire two generations of American economic thought in higher education. This was absolutely dominant. So the guy goes back and he looks at his textbook. He had the 1961 edition, and it was a few years later than that when he was actually in college. But in his economics textbook, now remember, this is what they taught everyone who today is an economist. The prediction in his textbook was that the economy of the Soviet Union would overtake the United States economy in 23 years. So that's in their time, by 1984. Now, as subsequent editions came out, he held on to that theory that the Soviet Union would overtake the United States economy, but he kept pushing it back and pushing it back and pushing it back. And we all know what happens. The Soviet Union's economy never eclipsed the United States economy, never even got close to eclipsing the United States economy. And in fact, it split up and dissolved around 1990. Yeah, so you're just a little off. Not only did they not overtake us, they failed. They imploded and crashed and burned. So, I mean, look, you know about the Soviet Union. Top-down, centrally planned economy. It was an absolute disaster. Everything was either a shortage or overproduced. Well, I mean, there was a shortage of everything except for vodka and hydrogen bombs is one of the theories. But this guy was a Keynesian economist. And look, right now, you got to give him a little leeway. Back in 1961, they didn't have the body of work that we have today. There was a case to be made that a centrally planned socialist economy could be better than a free market economy. But in 2017, that debate is over. I wish. I mean, we're having the debate now. It's called the healthcare bill, but all it is, hey, this one little industry, this one little segment of the economy, are we better off allocating scarce resources through a centrally planned government-controlled system or a free market system? Neither one's perfect. I'm not saying either one's perfect. I'm not saying free markets are perfect. I'm just saying they're better than the market being controlled by politicians in a faraway, distant capital with their own set of wants and needs and preferences and biases. It's amazing. It's not going to be run by angels. Oh, no, it's going to be run by the same people who set up the Obamacare website. They had 3 years to set up this website, and on the first day, you know how many people got signed up for Obamacare on healthcare.gov? Six. That sounds like a joke, but it's real. Six. So this is amazing. Now, when you next time you go online and you start reading economics blogs, one I recommend is Real Clear Markets because they'll do this. They're an aggregate site, kind of like Drudge does. They don't do a whole lot of reporting themselves, although they do have a few fine columnists. But they'll put the headlines next to each other. They'll say why this new health care reform is a disaster by one economist. The next economist will say why this health care bill will move our economy forward. They're both quote-unquote experts in their field, but they disagree. Well, the science isn't settled in economics, even though I guess it should be. And no, I'm not saying science settled is part of an allusion or allegory to any other issues, even though that sounds familiar. But that's the fun part, is the economists that are basically free market, non-Keynesian, capitalist pigs like me, they had to go unlearn the garbage that was tried to force down them in college and overcome that, and many of them have. But you just can't rely on conventional economic wisdom. That was the dominant economic thought overwhelmingly in the 60s and the 70s and in the 80s. It started to peter off a little bit in the 90s. And a little bit in the 2000s, and then it started creeping back. You know, we had our first big disaster, you know, in 2008, that crash, and what did we do? Oh, let's do a stimulus. No, that's Keynesian. Didn't learn. But there's a few things that you can do to try and pick out a better financial advisor. Try and find someone, and it doesn't even have to be like a Gregory Ricks financial advisor. Where you go to get your news online about economics or financial issues. How do you know which one's the good one, which one's the bad one? You got two experts saying opposite things, which one's right? There's a couple of ground rules that I've noticed and kind of put together. Number one is you need to know the background of the person writing the article, not just whether he's on your team or what color jersey he's wearing, but is he what we call a perma bear or a perma bull? Because there's some people, it doesn't matter what the temperature is outside or what the economic conditions, what the stock market or government's doing, they either tell you this economy is always going up, or they always tell you the economy is headed for a disaster. It's right around the corner. It's going to be Sodom and Gomorrah, Caligula, dogs and cats living together. If they're one of those guys that sings the same tune all day, every day for years on end, they're a perma bull or a perma bear. Ignore those people. I mean, eventually they'll be right, but not because their analysis, just because broken clocks right twice a day. If you get advice from someone who says this time it's different, you should probably run the other way. If the market is making amazing all-time highs, it's probably overpriced. Where are we at right now? Oh yeah, close to our all-time high. Commercial real estate all-time high, probably overpriced. Personal and corporate debt, all-time high. There may be a little more risks to some of these asset values. But booms can last longer than you think. I like the guys that talk about patience a lot. And I'm looking at the clock. And oh my goodness, see what time it is, Angie? We need to do some numbers.
The numbers.
Hey, welcome to the numbers segment on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. This is where we take a snapshot of what happened in the markets while you were out being productive or having fun today. If you want to play along, go to GregoryRicks.com and you can check out the numbers tab under Winning It Life. How'd it go? You know, we had 7 record closes in the row. That streak was broken yesterday by a down day with the Dow. Today, well, the downward streak continued, but just by a measly amount. Look, it was 9.6 points in the negative. So that's 0.04% down. So it finished down, but just the Dow. We're at 22,349, a little bit of change on there. The other indices had a pretty good day. The S&P was up, but just a paltry amount, 0.06%. The NASDAQ is up 0.07%, so they're scraping around their all-time highs. Russell 2000 had a winning day. They were up almost 0.5%. Even the lowly old Wilshire 5000, which only has about 3,700 stocks these days, it had a positive day too. Volatility continued to fall, though, 9.59, which is, historically speaking, just sort of unbelievable in the context of the last 40 years that it's been this low this long and doesn't hardly want to pop out of it. Gold is continuing a very slow tumble. I don't even want to call it a tumble. It's just kind of taking a breather. $1,296 per ounce on the last trade. Well, and 78 and change. We had your 10-year treasuries with nothing but positive movement today. They're up to 2.26%. And, you know, with some of my big movers over here on the short sheet, look at Tesla. Tesla was down 4.2% today. I'm starting to really dislike that stock. It's so overvalued, and they keep talking about how these valuations, price for the earnings, is just way out of whack, and it's what was that called, the CAPE ratio, that kind of likes to portend economic downturns, is above 30. You don't need to know what that means. You just need to know that five out of the last nine times it was above 30, we had a downturn. So that's something. But look, the big story of this show that I want you to walk away from, that if you need financial help, get it. We're having another event coming up October 3rd. And listen, our last two events were not completely sold out. I mean, they were pretty full. But I guarantee you, once the market starts slipping, they're going to be packed and you're not going to be able to get in. You're kind of lucky right now that the signups still have you a little bit of leeway, still a week out. Go to GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or you can call the office to go to the event, or if you want to just go ahead and say, forget it, I'm coming in. 504-832-9200. I am James Parker. This has been Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. See you.
Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.